Alf Alpha Foxtrot. Good morning, Joel.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone on net. Just working out here in Langley. Nothing to report, just raining a little bit, but 73, everyone.
All right, thanks a lot, Joel, for checking in, 73. That's all I have on my list. There was another station under there, but I'm afraid I did not copy anything of your call sign. So let's do it again. QRP stations, rubber duck stations, go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima.
Yeah, Victor Echo 7, Opal, Oscar Papa Lima. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Iran. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I tried to check in here. I'm on 5 watts here in Chilliwack, and I kind of heard myself being walked over there, but I guess I'm coming through now. Anyways, have a great day, and thanks for taking a net today. 7-3 all.
Yeah, it's loud and clear, no problems at all right now. Dave, yeah, obviously you did get walked on a little bit earlier, but that's to be expected with 5 watts from Chilliwack. Sounds real good right now, though. That's almost like you're right next to the repeater. You have a good day, Dave. 73.
Yeah, I think we're phasing in and out. That's what's going on, a little bit of phasing going on. 73.
Okay. Any other QRP stations, rubber duck stations? Or even mobile stations. Let's take all anybody mobile or portable.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Victor Lima, mobile.
EA7SKX.
Yeah, I got Victor Echo 7, Uniform Victor Lima. Jim, is that you?
It is. Good morning, Ron and all on that. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Victor Lima. Doing my chores for the Fish and Game Club. Don't usually check out on Thursday, that's my golf day. I gave up golf because of the horrendous report of rain coming, and now I'm driving down the road and then there's sunshine in the South Surrey area. Anyways, another story. I did renew my RAC membership today. I got an email this morning, so I went online and renewed my Radio Amateurs of Canada membership. I think it's a good thing for everybody to have, and mine is renewed. Anyway, $73 to all on net, Victor Echo 7 Ultraviolet Light.
Very good, Jim. And no, you don't want to go out there and golf. Get your shoes all wet. That's no good. You have a good day. 73.
73, Ron.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Kilo X-ray. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Boy, if I had 73 cents for every time I heard 73, that would be a few hundred dollars every morning. All right, well, you have a good one today, and 73.
Oh, you said it again. Okay, thanks for checking in. 73. Do you ever wonder why we say 73 when we're not using CW? I mean, why don't we just say your best wishes?
Well, I've been told that it's actually 7-3. It's not 73. And the reason we do it is because we're nerds for communication and we like our code and lingo. I use the Q codes, too. I love it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We are, aren't we? Okay, thanks for that, Shannon. You have a good day. I guess I didn't hear any more portable or mobile stations in there. I'm going to start the roll call, and, you know, if I've missed somebody, you can jump in any time. Let's get the roll call started. We'll go alphabetic here. And so that means I got to scroll. I got one of those little wheels in the middle of my mouse, and I'm pushing the wheel right now so you can kind of play along. Okay, let's start with Victor Echo 7 Alpha Delta X-ray. Bob, go ahead. How about Victor Echo 7 Alpha Foxtrot Victor Peter? How about Victor Alpha 7 Alpha November Tango. Antonio. Okay, let's get serious here, folks. Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango. Sorry, I'm losing my grip. Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Tango, Quebec. David.
Good morning. This is VA7ATQ, feeling quite a bit better this morning, and hope to get some errands done before the rain hits around noon or a little thereafter. VA7ATQ, good afternoon.
Well, that sounds like good news. Glad for you, David. 73.
Victor Alpha 7,
Alpha Whiskey Hotel. Robin, go ahead.
Victor Echo 6, India, Alpha India.
Victor Echo 6, India, Alpha India. Good morning, John. Go ahead.
Good morning. You have a good day. Victor Echo 6, India, Alpha India. From Winfield, Alberta, 73.
Yeah, 73, John, from Winfield, Alberta. Yeah, you, indeed. That's a long ways. Nice to hear from you. And let's go back to the roll call. Victor, I did call. Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey Hotel, Robin.
Yeah, morning, Ron. I got a little bit stomped on there by the previous. Anyway, how are you doing this morning, Ron? I figured you weren't talking to a lot of people, so I figured I'd just sit here and wait till you called me up and surprise you that there are actually people out here.
Well, thank you for that. It's always nice when there's actual people. I'm not 100% this morning, you know. I feel a little bit foggy-brained or something. The words are not coming easily, so I guess I'm only running about 70 or 80%.
Yeah, I copy that too, yeah, but it's probably the weather is probably getting you down a little bit. That's just to be expected this time of the year with the time change and everything catches up to everybody sooner or later.
Well, if you say so, Doc, I'll believe that. I'm going to have some more coffee. That might help.
Yeah, maybe something in the coffee will really help. Anyway, Ron, this is Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey Hotel. Wishing you a 7-3 and all the listeners a 7-3 and everybody trying to have the best day you possibly can today.
Well said, Robin, and thanks for calling in. 73.
Contact.
All right, it's time to call Mike, maybe Janine. Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, and possibly Victor Alpha 7, Juliet November, November. Go ahead.
Good morning, Ron, and everybody on the net. This is Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, and...
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet November, November. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Robin.
And good morning, Robin. Our neighbor heard him in there. It's just starting to rain over here. And we can relate, by the way, there. It's about the some of the mornings getting up and not quite being there, especially when you're net control. So we can totally relate.
Well, I'm going to blame it on my sleep hasn't been great. I just stayed up too late reading or doing whatever, and then I got up early, and it ends up with a bit of a foggy brain.
Well, you're sounding good. I mean, like I said, so not all mornings are going to be the same, especially when you got weather like this. Maybe it's the low pressure or something going on anyway.
And we appreciate you being there.
For sure. Thanks for running the show there, Ron, and have a great rest of the day.
7-3.
All right. Thanks, Mike, and thanks, Janine. And I was going to say the good news, or perhaps the bad news, depending on your point of view, is I have another chance to do better tomorrow.
And we look forward to that. We'll catch
awesome.
You tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. The boss is next. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-Ray. I hope you didn't hear me say all those bad things. Go ahead, Brad.
Ron, with you, I only hear good things. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Whiskey X-Ray, Brad. Good morning, Ron, and everyone on the Rainbow Country Net. As always, fantastic job, my friend. 7-3, bud.
Hey, you know what I just noticed is I've got my monitor a little bit higher than eye level, and as I'm sort of focusing with my glasses, they're, you know, those progressive lenses, and the monitor is only about maybe 35 inches away, and so I'm raising my head to focus, and suddenly my neck feels stretched, and I feel like I'm changing my voice. It's weird.
So this is interesting for people who have never done this before. It's more common now. But for server rooms, we are very conscientious about this to make sure the monitors are at eye level, not a bit above, not a bit below, and that you don't have to put yourself in weird angles to get to the auxiliary monitors. I don't mean this badly, but if you spend 2 hours cricking your neck or having to turn at an off angle to see a second monitor, I would adjust them. Just the top.
No, with a ham station, it's very difficult to get the monitor done because you want your priority at desk level to be, well, at least I do, to be the radios, and then above that there's a shelf, and that's where the monitors live. And unfortunately, because the monitors want to be a little bit higher than the upper shelf, they end up just being a touch too high for somebody who, you know, has these variable focus glasses.
I'll let you go, Ron. 73.
Thanks, Brad. I got you marked down. CJB, I heard you there. Go right ahead.
Sorry for sticking my nose in there. Just a quick in and out there, my friend. VA7CJB, that's the net control. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks for jumping in, and I got you on the sheet. No problem. And that reminds me, let's go back to the alphabetic roll call now. We've done with Brad. And so next is, we're into the C's now. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Delta. Greg, go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Fine. I remember today's the first Thursday of the month, so I have to go to my pensioners meeting. We meet once a month to tell us what's going on. I don't think they're going to discuss the budget. That's the latest thing to affect us. And since I have no more mobile radio, I got to check in on base and head out. 73 there on, and everybody else, EE7LEE on the base.
Well, thank you for checking in, Ted. Nice to hear you. And 73.
Contact.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's the contact?
Good morning, Ron. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Just for a quick in and out. Hope you have a great day. 73.
All right, Josie. We'll put you down and see you. Thanks for checking in. 73. I'm going to call Greg one more time. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Delta. Go ahead. Okay, Victor Echo 7, Charlie, India. Colin, go ahead.
Good morning, Ron, and everybody on the net. Nothing much exciting on my end. I think I have to break off a bunch of leaves again. Oh, darn it. Take care, all. 73, Victor Echo 7, Charlie, India.
Well, thanks a lot for checking in, Colin. You have a good day. 73. All right, next on the list, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie, Kilo, Oscar, Armando. Go ahead. Then I have to check myself in. Oh, and it's the second of the Langley boys, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima. Run, go ahead. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Quebec Echo. Charles, go ahead.
VA 7 CPL.
Oh, sorry, I moved on a little bit too quick there, Run. Yeah, you go ahead.
VA7CPL. Sorry, no, it was my fault. I bumped the frequency knob when I went to reach for the radio. Hey, yesterday I discovered a twist for the common grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, we're on the edge of our seats. Go ahead with that.
Well, I prepared it as usual, but then before I slapped it together and threw it in, I put some bacon bits on it. Now, these are the real bacon bits, not the simulated fake ones. I'm talking the real cooked bacon bits. Put that in there and slapped it together, put it on the heat, and voila, it was beautiful.
Oh, an inspiration. You know, bacon makes everything better, doesn't it?
That's what I always say.
Yeah, I forget the name of the comedian, but he has a line that says, That's what people do to make food better is they wrap it in bacon.
You can get like stuff out of the supermarket, like turkey breast or chicken breast wrapped in bacon. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah, wait till they start wrapping bacon in bacon. Holy smokes.
Please don't use if you have a heart condition.
Okay, we'll take your advice, Doc.